Good morning. We are the Tens on Duty, 9 from Petah Tikva, Kiryat Gat, 10 number 4 from New York, Lithuania, virtual group number 3 from Germany, and Nepal. We will read from Bala Sulam, letter 57. There's nothing small or great attained only by the force of prayer. And the whole matter of exertion and work that we are obligated to do are only to reveal our lowness and the lack of forces, that we are not worthy for anything from our own forces. And then we are worthy in raising a true prayer before Him. And you can't determine this without the exertion, because there's a law in nature that there's no wise as he experienced. And before man does what all he can in his powers, he cannot come to the true lowness. That's why we must exert ourselves in sanctity. As it's written, do anything in your powers to do. And understand that, because it is very deep and true. Question for a workshop. What is the need for prayer? Again, what is the need for prayer?
The need for prayer, actually we can do it artificially, but it's more important for us to have the need to reach none else besides Him, I think, and all of our body cells, our brain, our heart, our everything.
That man feels that everything he can do, everything he gave, and he still feels himself helplessness. So he has a true need for the help of the Creator. And then he turns to the tent, because only through them he can reach the Creator.
Our desire to receive pleasure imagines that prayer is the means to reach the goal, and actually the prayer is the goal. The purpose of creation is attained by the prayer for adhesion.
The need for the prayer is comprised by two. By wanting to be in connection with the Creator and can't, or by trying to resemble with connection to the friends and he can't.
It's when a person feels connected to the friends and feels the gap between his nature and the Creator's nature, and this brings a prayer.
The moments a person reaches a state of none else besides him, when he understands that only the Creator can help him, and then he turns to him.
Everything in reality exists or is sustained only by the prayer.
Yeah, it's like the action of the Creator in the created being starts from the point in the heart and develops to become a prayer, which is attaining the Creator in the end.
Well, actually, the arvut that exists between the friends, that we want to reach the goal, or we need the need for the greatness and importance of the upper force.
And then between them, they create a mutual connection by turning to the upper one, and that is by prayer.
Only in this state called prayer does a person go through the scrutiny from himself to the prayer of many to none else besides him, for the Creator.
The need for the prayer is that when you want to be adhered to the Creator, and not just in one point, but to hold on for it for eternally, eternality.
Prayer is the connecting thread between the Creator and the creature. And if at the end of the lesson we don't reach a prayer, or if we don't reach a prayer by the end of the lesson, it means that we did not create a sufficient prayer to bridge the gap between us, and this is what we have to collect from the friends in every round to see our nature compared with the upper nature, how... And if we're lowly enough, then we can feel it.
And in every moment, to turn to the Creator, to ask for the friends.
And
the prayer brings about what we want. It makes the Creator your partner. It brings in the light into the picture. This is the main thing based on which a person develops.
Yeah, and it can also be our attempts, our yearning to reach that full, complete prayer. And even if it won't be complete, we'll still be happy with it. Anything we can truly to awaken that spiritual deficiency between us, that it'll be in the right direction. That should be our prayer.
Actually, also being the spirit of our own forces, not being able to attain it ourselves. Then you have the need for prayer.
When a person really wants to be in a state, a place, meaning a mutual desire, he feels that he can't, so he turns by prayer.
The prayer is the exertion and also the reward, because it starts where the person ends.
The question is, what is the reason that leads to the prayer, or what exactly do we attain from the prayer? It's a very special state that we're in a point that till now we were just pushing away this idea of prayer. We didn't want it, we just wanted to come and do things on ourselves. And now, upon that, we want to be in some new partnership with the Creator.
Prayer is the prayer of many. And this is in a state where a person doesn't want anything, and he knows that he can't do anything. And I don't know why does he keep doing it, but it's only for the sake of the friends to give contentment to the Creator.
Prayer is a place where everybody meets, and at this point they feel a need for the Creator to help connect.
When a person really knows what he wants from life, then he has a prayer in his heart.
What is the need for prayer? It's a deficiency. A person comes on behalf of the deficiency. It's something he can awaken. It's just someone to develop the correct deficiency between us. Just the deficiency has to be aimed correctly.
It's a need, a chisaron from the outside, from the friends, from the people.
It's the happiness and the connection between us and the connection to the upper one.
The only thing that the created being adds to reality.
It depends as much as we can increase the greatness of the Creator so we can keep working in a direction that till now we didn't really need. And then prayer awakens because we see we hit a wall and we can't keep going. We can't connect. We can't increase Him more.
I wish we'd reach a prayer on this lesson that will integrate with one another and reach a prayer from the bottom of the heart, and this would be a good result.
שירו לו זמרו לו שיחו בכל נפלאותיו שירו לו זמרו לו שיחו בכל נפלאותיו התעללו בשם קודשו התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם, ישמח למבקשי השם. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם. ישמח למבקשי השם.